It's December the 24th. Let's read the Bible. Happy Christmas Eve. So glad to have you with us. We started a long time ago, way back in January, from Genesis in January to Revelation in December, in just 1 year, through the whole Bible. And today, we've come to the last part of the book of Psalms. What a blessing the Psalms have been. Somebody called Psalms an anatomy of all parts of the soul. Here you find lament, and here you find praise, confession, penitence, crying out for forgiveness, for deliverance. Here you find all the emotions of life are laid bare in the book of Psalms. And what we have today here on Christmas Eve, we've got five Psalms of praise. And we sort of started at the end yesterday with Psalm 145. I could feel it as I was reading it. But now we're just coming to the top of the mountain. What should we say? No intercession, no cry for help, nothing but unending praise. So, Lord, as we come now to these Psalms, these last few Psalms, fill our heart with praise and thanksgiving. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 146, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Psalm 147. This is about the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is to be restored. This is a call to praise in light of what God has done and will do for the great city of Jerusalem in the future. Psalm 147, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies earth with rain. He makes grass grow on the hill. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. Now, we started in Psalm 146, which is praise, completely praise from first to last. Now, Psalm 147 focused just on Jerusalem. Now, it's going to get much wider. Psalm 148, this is a call for heavenly praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Let it start in heaven, but then let it go down to the depths, and then let it spread to the sun and the moon and the stars and the lightning and the hail, and then let the praise of the Lord go to the hills and the mountains. And then he says to the kings of the earth, and then he says to the princes, the young men, the maidens, the old men, and the children. In other words, let everyone, everywhere, let all creation praise the Lord. Psalm 149, heavenly praise. See, Jerusalem, heavenly praise. Now, worldwide praise. Psalm 149, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishments on the people, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his saints. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150. It's only six verses. The grand finale. We stand now at the summit of the Psalms. Praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where? Everywhere. Why? Because of his mighty acts. How? With every possible instrument. Who? Everyone. If you got breath, if you're breathing, take a breath and praise the Lord. Let's do that right now. Let's just take a breath and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everyone who has breath praise the Lord. How are we to do it? With loud, joyous, universal praise. Or said another way, sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above, glory to God, glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Happy Christmas Eve to one and all. If you got a harp, play it. If you got a trumpet, sound it. If you got a tambourine, get up and dance. If you got a flute, play the flute. If you got a banjo, a mandolin. If you got a bass guitar, if you got a violin, if you got a viola, if you got anything with strings, if you got cymbals. He mentions that twice there. I didn't notice this. With the clash of cymbals, with resounding cymbals. It doesn't say trombone. It should. That was my instrument in the high school band first year. I think we only had about three trombones. And my senior year, I finally made first chair. And I played the trombone. I won't say anything beyond that. With the bagpipe, with whatever you got, with praise him for his acts of power and for his surpassing greatness. There has never been a greater day to praise the Lord than on Christmas Eve. Sing choirs of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born. For unto you this was born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Go out. Have a great and God blessed day. If you can, go to a Christmas Eve service. Marlene and I are going to a Christmas Eve service tonight. Can't wait. Look forward to it. Have a great, God-blessed day on this Christmas Eve. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Take a breath. Praise the Lord. God bless you, friends. We've come to the end of the book of Psalms. Tomorrow is Christmas Day, and on Christmas Day, I'm going to read you a Christmas passage from the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi. See you tomorrow on Christmas Day. God bless.